A blue bar crosses a black background and condenses into a circle. Touchstone Pictures. A golden light slides along the letters and flashes into a lightning bolt through the circle. Trees reflect off the water of a swamp river. Touchstone Pictures presents a Robert Simons, Jack Giraputo production. A Frank Carassi movie. Adam Sandler. A large football stadium stands by the bank of a swamp river. Orange letters appear. The Water Boy. Kathy Bates, Fairuza Balk. Inside the stadium, two coaches time a football player who runs by.
Cut his eyes.
The team practices. Jerry Reed and Henry Winkler, Blake Clark, Larry Giller Jr. Casting by Roger Musenden, CSA. Music by Alan Pasqua. A man with a small notepad walks up to the head coach.
Hey, coach, how you been?
Lynn Swan. Now, why ain't I surprised to see you snooping around my football field first day of practice?
Well, that's because you've got a good-looking football team. Maybe good enough to add another national championship trophy to the old case downstairs?
That's kind of like my old man told me one time, Lynn, the only thing better than a crawfish dinner is five crawfish dinner.
A man walks through an entrance tunnel. He wears a water dispenser backpack labeled Keep It Clean, Keep It Cold. He has a flag with the image of a cougar in letters UL.
Hey, here comes the shithead.
Players turn as the water boy walks onto the field. He pumps water from his backpack into a cup. Blake Clark, Larry Giller Jr. He sniffs the water, then swishes and studies it. He takes a sip, then smacks his lips. Film editor, Tom Lewis. Production designer, Harry Andelin Blake.
It's clean. It's cold. And that's what I call high quality H2O.
A football hits him in the head.
Right in the head.
Director of photography, Stephen Bernstein.
Get over there.
Co-producer, Ira Schumann. Produced by Robert Simons and Jack Giraputo.
Any unused magic in that legendary green playbook of yours, Red?
Coach Red clutches a green rolled-up playbook.
I may have a couple squirreled away in there for a rainy day.
Written by Tim Herlihy and Adam Sandler. Directed by Frank Carassi. The water boy tends to a complicated water station of cups, water bottles, and three large dispensers. He removes some papers from a plastic suggestion box.
See what we got here.
The top one is a disparaging note with an expletive that ends with, signed, everybody.
Not exactly what I'd call constructive criticism.
A player grabs his backpack's hose and sprays him.
It's not like you could use a shower, I'm thinking.
Listen, you can think what you want about my personal hygiene, but please don't waste any water. That's bad policy. You need to amuse yourself at my expense. Just rough me up or something.
Fair enough.
Coach Red looks at the scuffle.
I couldn't give myself, please.
Lasky, get over here.
Yes, sir, Coach.
The players have a water cooler over the water boy's head.
What is that moron doing here? I tell you as plain as I could speak to get rid of his ass last year.
Yes, sir, but I didn't think you were serious, Coach. But besides, he does a great job.
Disrupting my football team, you idiot.
18 years it is enough.
Hey, water boy!
He pulls the cooler off his head.
Yes, Mr. Coach, for you.
You're fired!
He nods from the ground.
Okay.
The water boy wears a USA t-shirt and looks off in thought as he drives a lawnmower down a busy street. He goes a fraction of the speed of traffic.
Get out of the way, you moron!
Cars swerve around him. As the light fades, he drives down a dirt road past a large wooden sign that reads Jackson's Bayou, Louisiana, the heart of Cajun country. In a cluttered kitchen, a large woman in a polka-dotted shirt and yellow apron hacks a cleaver into a dead catfish. She looks up and smiles. The water boy crosses a swamp bridge towards a shack with colored lights. He walks into the living room.
Bobby Boucher, come give your mama a kiss.
I see.
A mule, Steve, stands between the couch and hunting trophies.
Oh, why are you home so early, my precious angel?
Mama, something bad happened today.
Somebody hurt you, my boy. Who hurt you? You tell Mama who hurt you.
Nobody, Mama. It's just that I lost my position as the team's water distribution engineer.
Why, that's the best news I heard in a dog's age. Now you'll be able to spend your days at home where you belong.
Yes, but I was thinking, Mama, maybe I could try to get another water board job for a different team.
Don't you raise your voice to me, Bobby Boucher.
I wouldn't raise my voice, Mama. I don't like confrontations. I'm a Virgo.
Mama narrows her eyes.
Who told you you was a Virgo?
Bobby shakes his head.
Vicky Valancourt, that girl.
A girl? Bobby Boucher. Don't you remember what your mama told you about girls?
I remember, Mama.
A young Bobby watches Mama prepare a dead moose on the kitchen counter.
There was someone else there at Lawson's Creek this morning.
Really?
We looked for carfish together. Her name's Vicky.
I don't ever want you associating with little girls.
Why not, Mama?
Because little girls are the devil!
Mama, it's just that I'm a water boy. The team gets thirsty and I bring them the water. They need the water and I like to be the one that brings it to them.
Yeah, and they'd like to give you a boot and up a toot for all your trouble. Bobby, you don't have what they call the social skills. The people don't understand you. That's why you never have any friends. Except for your mama.
On TV.
Well, all I know is this, Jimmy. Next Friday, August 29th at the Baton Rouge Exposition Center, I'm going to open a can of whoop-ass on Herculon, and I'm going to drive him back into whatever galaxies he came from. And that's a promise.
Bobby watches the TV in bed.
Strong words from a strong man, Captain Insano. Now let's take a call. It's our old friend from Jackson's Bayou, Mr. B.
Hello, Jim. Is it possible to speak to Captain Insano?
Shoot, Mr. B.
Captain Insano, I notice sometimes when you are wrestling or opening up a can of whoop-ass, as you like to say, you seem to be sweating quite profusely.
Yeah?
I was wondering if perhaps you might need the services of an experienced water boy.
That's pretty cute. How old are you, kid? 11? 12?
I am 31 years old.
Captain Insano and the interviewer look at each other.
I guarantee that guy's still a virgin.
The morning light filters through the swamp trees onto the shack in a front yard strewn with rotting furniture and an abandoned-looking boat. Bobby rides off on his lawnmower. He wears a baby blue suit with wide lapels. He crosses the swamp ridge. He drives onto a university campus with garbage scattered across the lawn. A bicycle with no wheels lies beside an overgrown sign. South Central Louisiana State University. Bobby walks down a narrow concrete hallway with exposed pipes. He comes to a cluttered basement office with the door open. He looks inside to see the back of a man on a stool. The man watches football footage on an old projector.
This is where they strip the ball from us and then we miss one tackle. There are two tackles, right? Who drops the ball? Whoops, he has time to pick it up and dust it off and run in for a touchdown before our guys even know what's going on.
He turns the projector off. The man stands and turns his tired face to Bobby.
Hello.
My name is Bobby Boucher, and I am inquiring as to whether you have the need for an experienced water boy on your upcoming season.
The man looks Bobby up and down.
Nice suit.
Thank you. It was my daddy's.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Shh. Come on. Come here. Come on, everybody. All right, this is it.
Okay.
This is the play. Okay, the quarterback. Two receivers lined up to the left, one to the right. There's a flanker lined up to the left behind the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He gives the ball. No, he doesn't. He doesn't get the ball. The receiver goes all the way over there to the left. Once the quarterback has the ball, he fakes to the left. No, he fakes to the right. He doesn't fake. He thinks about fake. He pretends to fake.
He demonstrates in front of the chalkboard.
I don't know where I am.
He stands with his hands up.
I can't breathe. Oh, this room is getting smaller. I have to sit down.
Hang on here. Take some water.
Bobby pulls something out of a pouch and expands it into a portable plastic tumbler. He hands it to the coach, then pulls out a bottle of water.
All right, dear.
The coach leans back and takes a sip. He perks up and looks at the tumbler. He looks at Bobby.
This is good. This is much better than what I serve.
A filthy metal jug holds algae-ridden water.
That is the water that you serve to your place.
Uh-huh.
It is imperative that you allow me to be your water boy.
I can't hire you. I can't hire anybody with a poor...
You do not have to pay me. I will do it for free. Just promise me that you will never distribute the content of that jug to any human poison.
The coach considers.
That's a deal.
It's a deal?
They both nod.
Thank you so much, Coach Klein. I will not let you down. Good day.
Good day.
I'll see you at practice.
Above the announcer's booth of a worn stadium are the letters SCLSU. A banner reads, "This is Mud Dog's Country." Cheerleaders recline on otherwise empty bleachers. A team scrimmages. A coach in farmer's overalls throws his hat in frustration. A player removes his cup and hands it to another player. The other player puts the cup in his pants and runs off.
Hat in bag. Pass it over.
One drunk cheerleader hands a liquor bottle to another. Others nap. On a bench, Coach Klein reads a guide to coaching college football. The coach in farmer garb runs off.
Go line. Sorry, I still let me tug doggy out.
Coach Klein looks up in puzzlement.
Me tug doggy out.
The farmer coach looks down at him.
Okay. Just have the defense run sprints.
I get right there, Klein. All right, Al. Hey. Lead off, eh? That way we're not kind of fuck all we go to. That way we're going to boo call that man back.
The players cock their heads. Off to the side, Bobby lights a can of heat beneath a large pot. He uses a magnifying glass to examine the contents. A player walks up.
Yo, water's better cold.
Yes, I agree. But to guarantee that the H2O is purified, it's good to use the heating source, Stoino. It's like my mama always said, better safe than sorry.
The player takes off his sunglasses, then smiles.
My mama says that too. Aren't all mamas the same?
Yes.
Derek. I kick the field goals around here.
They see Klein talking to a football.
I need your cooperation. I need it now.
Is he going to be all right?
Yeah. He has his good days and his bad days. He used to be an assistant coach at some big football school, but he had a mental breakdown or something. Don't worry, he'll snap out of it. Let me know when it cools down, baby.
Yes.
All right.
Bobby smiles. Coach Klein sits on the football and flaps his arms.
Hey, did y'all get a load of the new water boy?
The players look from their huddle to see Bobby sampling the water.
Let's make him feel right at home. Jerry, go right. Casey, go left. Way left. Yeah. From one, ready, right.
The players line up. The quarterback looks around and smiles.
Sit! Red 22! Red 22! Cut!
The quarterback passes to a player in front of Bobby. The receiver catches the ball in the air, knocking over Bobby and his water station. Bobby crawls to his knees.
I think you zigged when you should have zagged on that play. Sorry.
Hey, water boy. Check this out.
A cross-eyed player lifts the lid to a water cooler and spits inside. Bobby clenches his face in anger. A flashback shows young Bobby sampling the water at a UL practice.
Hey, water boy! Check this out.
A player spits into a water cooler. Bobby lifts a ladle to strike the player. Coach Red grabs it.
Well, my. Was my little aquatic engineer about to bash one of my football players?
Well, he's bitten a cooler.
He happens to be a finely tuned athletic machine. And I ain't gonna have him hit in the head by some idiot water boy. Do you understand me?
The flashback ends.
Are you all right?
What? I wasn't gonna do nothing, Coach.
Well, you better do something. You gotta defend yourself here, Bobby.
But they're finely tuned athletic machines.
I am not telling you to go on a shooting rampage. But you have to stand up for yourself, or they're gonna ride you all season long. Believe me, I've seen it myself.
Coach Klein walks away. Bobby nods to himself as the quarterback looks at him before a snap.
Hey, moron!
The defensive and offensive players stand and look at Bobby.
Hey, moron! Duh! Look at me! I'm the water boy, duh! I
Bobby seized memories of people insulting him.
Smell like you could use a shower, Stinky.
You're fired!
Stop making fun of me.
Bobby charges toward the quarterback. Bobby leaps over the line of scrimmage and furiously tackles the quarterback to the ground.
Wow. Damn. He's killed him.
Bobby gets off the quarterback as the others surround him.
I'm sorry.
The farmer coach holds smelling salts under the quarterback's nose.
Who that? Who there?
Everyone looks at Bobby in wonder. Coach Klein pats him on the shoulder.
So that's what opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass. I would be honored if you played football for this team.
Me? Play football?
Yes.
Thanks, but no thanks, Coach. My mama won't let me play no football.
We're gonna go home. You and I, we're gonna talk to Mama.
My mama said that.
On the porch of Mama's shack, a bug zapping lamp sparks intermittently. Inside, there's a large cooked snake coiled on a bed of salad in the middle of the dining table. Mama serves Coach Klein a plate of food.
That snake looks delicious. What part do you think I'm about to eat?
Basically, a snake don't have parts. But if I had to call it anything, I would say it's his knee.
Great. His knee.
Klein forces a smile.
And what are we having for dessert?
Squirrel.
Klein looks wide-eyed at the window, then turns to Mama.
Excellent.
Coach Klein puts his napkin down.
Let's talk about Bobby playing football.
I don't like it, Mr. Coach Klein. I don't like it one bit. You see, my boy is too delicate to be playing foosball and whatever you call it with them gargantuans.
I don't think you understand, Mrs. Boucher.
No, you don't understand me, Mr. Coach Klein. My boy is all I got left. Ow!
It's the brain pain, Coach.
Bobby hands her a glass.
You see, my husband Robert, one day back in 1966, pick up sticks, and me 4 months pregnant with this precious angel, he decides he wants to go and help the foreign peoples. He's gonna go and join the Peace Corps. And he promised me that everything's gonna be okay, just like you promising me now. But everything wasn't okay. No. He got lost in the middle of the Sahara Desert, and he died. He died.
He gonna get no water, Coach. He died of the dehydration.
And we were left all alone.
I would have got my daddy some water, but I just had a baby inside Mama's stomach.
And now you want to take away the only part of my Robert I had left.
But don't you want the only part you've got left to get a college education?
Mama considers.
Nah.
Me, a college student?
Yes. Bobby, think about it. A whole new world will open to you.
Boy, Mama, that sounds nice. Me, a college man?
Coach, my Bobby's a sweet boy, but he ain't exactly what you call college material. So don't you go filling his simple head with all those crazy dreams of school and college and things of that sort.
But, Mama, I'm tired of everybody calling me a dummy. I'm tired of not having any friends.
Yeah, and my ass is tired of sitting here and jawing all night. I'm going to bed. Nice to meet you, Mr. Coach. Good luck with your foosball. Bobby, after you let Mr. Coach out, you come into my bedroom. Mama will brush your hair.
Bobby nods softly to himself. Coach Klein watches Mama leave.
You know, when I was your age, my mother told me not to get a tattoo of Roy Orbison.
Bobby blinks and looks off as Coach Klein walks to the door. Coach Klein stops and looks back.
But what Mama don't know won't hurt her.
He drops his pants, revealing a tattoo of Roy Orbison on his right butt cheek.
I trust you'll make the right decision.
He pulls his pants back up and leaves. Bobby watches him leave, then tilts his head up. Bobby, wearing a football uniform, runs onto the field while carrying a water cooler.
Damn, I don't want that ass on the team. Everybody's gonna laugh at us.
Everybody's already laughing at us. We ain't won a game since 99 that fall.
Derek runs up to Bobby.
Hey. What's up, baby?
Hey. Hey, where's your helmet? Derek Wallace. They don't got no more helmets.
Here, you can share mine. You try it on, man. See if it fits.
Bobby puts on Derek's helmet.
All right.
Thanks, friend.
What a dink.
Come on. Huddle up. All right, we have an announcement to make. Our former water boy, Bobby Boucher, is going to play some linebacker for us.
Ooh, I'm a football player.
Coach, I'd like to tackle him right now, please.
Not yet.
Klein points at the quarterback.
All right. Now, I want to work with the offense. I want to work with the defense, special teams, go with former Fran, do some laps.
Shit.
Derek and the farmer coach start running laps. Line up on the ball. As the players line up, Coach Klein shows Bobby where and how to stand.
All right. Third and ten.
Bobby looks confused.
Third and ten?
A player turns to Bobby. Klein comes back.
Yeah, you know, it's the offense's last opportunity to gain 10 yards before they have to punt. Gee, he's going to run the option.
Klein pats him and runs off.
Option?
He ain't never going to be able to figure this out, Coach.
Yes, he is. Now, Bobby, you've waterboyed for 18 years. Didn't you occasionally watch the game?
Oh, no, I had a lot to keep me busy. Checking the pH levels and refilling the cups.
All right, well, then let's just keep it simple. Casey, I want you to tackle Casey like you did Gee yesterday.
Right now?
Right now. Go.
Does he know about this?
Doesn't matter. You're a warrior. Go.
Bobby slowly shuffles over to Casey as everyone watches. Bobby feels around Casey's jersey, then puts his hands around Casey's waist. Casey looks exasperated.
Don't be afraid to use all of your strength. You know, he's resilient. He's a resilient guy. Okay?
Bobby puts his arms around Casey.
Hey, Casey, I think he wants to make out with you.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Is there any sport that you do watch? You know, a physical sport? Boxing, hockey?
Wrestling.
Wrestling is good. Who's your favorite wrestler?
Well, even though he was slightly discourteous to me recently, I'm going to have to say Captain Insano. Okay.
I want you to do to Casey what Captain Insano does to the bad guy.
Bobby nods.
Go.
Bobby slowly shuffles over to Casey and stands in front of him. He pokes Casey in the eye.
Ow! He poked me in the eye!
Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Klein looks at him with frustration.
Bobby, where was the intensity that I saw yesterday?
That wasn't no intensity. You said it was all right to fight back, and I just started thinking about all the people who've been mean to me over the years.
That's it. I want you to think about all those mean people. They're going to be your tackling fuel. We're going to use them to play football.
Tackling fuel.
I want you to pretend that Casey is insulting you.
Pretend?
I want you to visualize all those people that have been mean to you, and then I want you to attack. I want you to visualize and then attack. Can you handle that?
I tried.
He's gonna try.
Bobby steps back and looks sheepishly at Casey. Casey scoffs. Bobby's eyes narrow. Casey's head morphs into that of Coach Red.
What's the matter with you, boy? You too stupid to do what your coach tells you? No!
Know what?
Bobby slams Casey into the ground.
I didn't mean to hurt you. Coach told me to pretend.
Bobby, can you do this for me? Every single game, can you do this?
Coach, not only will I do it for you, Yes, I'll do it for you.
Bobby and Derek take their seats in a college classroom.
So, why you pick this class anyway? It's pretty hard.
Oh, beautiful view.
Bobby points to a water fountain out the window.
All right.
A white-haired professor enters.
Y'all shut up now. Now, last week, we talked about the physiology of the animal brain as it pertains to aggression. Now, is there anyone here that can tell me why most alligators are abnormally aggressive?
I know the answer to this question. Raise your hand.
Anybody?
Bobby raises a hand.
Anyone? Yes or you, sir?
Bobby stands as students turn to him.
Mama says that alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth but no toothbrush.
Your mama says alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth
have no toothbrush. Wow. Anybody else? Yes, the user.
Alligators are aggressive because of an enlarged medulla oblongata. It's the sector of the brain which controls aggressive behavior.
That is correct. The medulla oblongata.
But Mama said...
The medulla oblongata.
Bobby hesitates and sits.
Is where anger, jealousy, and aggression come from. Now, is there anybody here can tell me where happiness comes from?
Derek stops Bobby.
No. Anyone? All right. Let's hear what Mama has to say on the subject.
Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
Well, folks, Mama's wrong again.
No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong. Mama's right.
Bobby jogs to the door.
Something wrong with his medulla oblongata.
Bobby stops and looks at him. Bobby tackles the professor to the ground. Students pull Bobby off.
It's okay to fight back. Coach Klein said I could. Mr. Coach Klein said I could. It's fine, fellas.
Two teams warm up in the football stadium.
Well, Mud Dog fans, it's time to kick off another year of Mud Dog football. With the weight of a 40-game losing streak on their back, everyone seems to be digging in for the long haul.
Farmer Fran does jumping jacks next to a table where the Mud Dog's mascot is drinking hard liquor with the cheerleaders. Some are passed out, others smoke cigarettes. The mascot leans out of his chair and collapses onto the ground. Bobby prepares trays of plastic water cups. Derek approaches him.
What you doing, Bobby?
Oh, Lord, that's some heavy-duty armpit saturation. That's an early warning sign of the dehydration. You got to have H2O, please.
Look, you need to stop worrying about water, baby, and start worrying about the game today, okay? Yeah. Now, just do whatever you did to Colonel Sanders, and you'll be fine.
I will, thank you. I feel bad about lying to my mama. I wonder what she's doing right now.
Back at her shack, Mama plays badminton with Steve the Mule. A Mud Dog is tackled.
And he's down with a 3-yard kickoff return. The Mud Dog's offense takes the field.
Everybody, you can do it. Gain some yards. Put some points on the board. Come on.
Hey, Walter, I'll bet you $50 Guy Grimoire throws a touchdown pass on the first play. Check it out.
A hillbilly fan points.
22, punt!
Guy falls back and throws the football. The other team intercepts the ball and runs it down the field.
You owe me $50.
Said it was gonna be a touchdown pass, you crazy asshole.
Go. Hold him. Okay, you can do it. Come on. This is just like we practiced, okay? Okay, go. Come on.
Guy slams into Bobby as he passes him.
Watch where you're going, needle dick.
Bobby looks down, then takes his position. Bobby runs around behind the line, seemingly unsure of his position. The cross-eyed player crouches next to Bobby.
Time for the retard to find out what college football's all about.
390. Check. Red 18.
The opposing quarterback morphs into Guy.
Needle dick.
Bobby charges through the line and makes the tackle.
Yeah! Your name is Needle Dick.
I knew that this was a good idea.
Another play begins. Bobby charges and tackles the quarterback. He makes tackle after tackle on various plays. Farmer Fran and Coach Klein cheer. The referee wipes sweat from his brow as the teams line up.
Time out for the game.
This is for you.
Bobby hands the ref a water.
Enjoy.
I want a boy! Stop it! You're fine!
Bobby runs around before the play, clutching his head. The quarterback tries to run away from Bobby, then throws the ball in panic. A Mud Dog intercepts.
Yes, Bobby!
The Mud Dog runs down the field and scores. The two hillbilly fans cheer. The players celebrate in the end zone. Bobby puts his hands up for a high five. His teammates ignore him. Bobby lowers his hand and smiles to himself.
Water boys killed him! Best tackler I've seen since Joe Montana.
Joe Montana was a quarterback, you idiot.
I said Joe Montana.
Later, the scoreboard shows 7-7.
We're tied at 7 with 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Eagle cover two, ready?
The two teams break.
Best of luck to you on an upcoming play.
I'll be playing with your mama tonight.
Bobby's smile fades.
62.
Move! 22! Hut!
Bernard drops back. Looks like a screen pass.
Bobby catches the ball.
62! There you are!
He throws 62 the ball. Bobby chases him. Bobby jump kicks him.
Rob kicked it. Looks like Boucher knocked him out cold.
I love my mama very much. Now you know that.
Coach Klein sits on the grass and cries.
The water boy handed them the game. What an idiot.
Water boy, you stink!
Bobby walks off the field.
Nice job, shithead. You just lost us the game.
I'm sorry. Would you please still be my friend?
No! Get away from me!
Okay.
Bobby forces a smile as Guy walks off. Later, Bobby walks out of the school and sees someone working on his lawnmower.
You mean me? May I help you?
A girl in a leather jacket takes a cigarette out of her mouth.
Hey, stud.
Vicky Valancourt, this is quite a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I just got out of jail and I heard you were playing football.
Yes, well, I...
Farmer Fran walks up and pats Bobby on the back.
We live up by on our day. We live up by on our day.
Yes.
What in here?
He smiles at Vicky and leaves.
So what say we go and get something to eat and catch up on things?
Oh, Mama's not a big fan of restaurants or of me going to one.
Vicky bites her lip.
But if you like, sometimes Mama, she got the, on a Sunday afternoon, there's a grill with a charcoal biscuit.
You want me to come to a barbecue?
Yes, that's it.
Sounds great. Hey, and by the way, I hope you like what I did to y'all lawnmower.
Bobby leans back as his lawnmower races down the road at breakneck speed. In her yard, Mama cooks baby crocodiles on a grill. She watches Bobby chatting with Vicky at a picnic table.
You know that old hag that does astrology on Good Morning America? She really ought to pack it in. Listen to what she said for Sagittarius. She goes, you're gonna be faced with a difficult decision today. But the thing is we're all faced with difficult decisions every day. That's like saying you're gonna eat today.
Yeah, maybe by leaving her predictions vague and generalized, there's less of a chance of someone finding out she's a phony.
Whatever, college boy.
Don't say college boy, here comes Mama.
Oh, okay.
Bobby smiles as Mama drops the plate of crocodiles on the table and glares at Vicky.
That looks nice, Mama. Here you go, Vicky Valancourt.
Thank you.
Mama, Vicky is an astrologist.
I don't believe in that sort of thing personally. Astronomy is one of the many tools of the devil.
Vicky rolls her eyes. Bobby avoids looking at either woman.
You sure played great yesterday, Bobby.
What did my boy play great?
Water boy. Yeah, water boy. He played water boy great. Everybody who was thirsty got a drink right away. Yesterday at the football game.
Foosball. Bunch of overgrown monsters manhandling each other. Remember when that man wanted you to play foosball, Bobby?
Roy Orbison came. Coach Klein, I remember.
So, Bobby, did they ever catch that gorilla what escaped from the zoo and punched you in the eye?
No, Mama. The search continues.
Bobby wears a pink suit. He has a black eye.
What would you think if Bobby did play football, Mrs. Bushank?
Well, I wouldn't think much of it at all. And to tell you the truth, I don't think much of you and all your snotty questions, Miss Valancourt. I'm quite disturbed to see that you're so interested in my boy.
I'm very, very interested in your boy, Miss Boucher.
Really?
Mm.
Well, did he tell you about how much his feet smell?
Mama.
He has to wear two pair of socks.
Well, men are supposed to have stinky.
Well, are men supposed to wear pajamas featuring a cartoon character by the name of Deputy Dog?
Mama, please.
Well, you know what? I happen to find Deputy Dog to be very, very sexy.
Did he tell you about a little bedtime problem?
Mama, I'm begging you, don't.
That's his sheep back there.
A sheet with huge yellow stains hangs from a clothesline.
If you'll excuse me, ladies, I'm gonna go hang myself.
Bobby leaves.
Now, you see what you done?
What I did?
Now, you listen here, Cupcake. The onlyest woman in my boy's life is me. Nobody's gonna take him away, especially not some godless Jezebel like you.
Oh, yeah? Well, your Bobby is a grown man, and guess what? He can hang out with whoever he wants.
Oh, yes, he can, whoever he wants, except you. Bobby, that woman is a devil, and I want you to stay away from her, you hear me?
Yes, Mom.
Now you come on inside before that little witch casts a spell on us.
Vicky looks sadly at Bobby. He stands and fidgets.
I'm sorry, Vicky Valancourt.
Bobby stares at Vicky, then awkwardly turns and runs away.
Whatever.
Vicky tosses a vegetable aside and bites off the neck of a crocodile. Later, a television shows sports news.
When we report on the SCLSU Mud Dogs here on SportsCenter, it's usually to add another number to their amazing losing streak, which now stands at 41. But now, Bobby Boucher has given us another reason. In the Mud Dogs' latest loss this past Saturday, the amazing 31-year-old freshman set a new NCAA record by sacking the quarterback 16 times, shattering the old record of 7. And oh, by the way, Bobby Boucher is also the team's water boy, which of course begs the question, what exactly are they putting in the water down at Jackson's Bayou, Louisiana?
Coach Red watches the TV in a bar. Stupefied, he drops his burger and picks up his green playbook. He clutches it closely to his chest. Later, the Mud Dogs play another game.
We're deadlocked at 3, with less than a minute to go.
We are one family with one dream. There are 40 of you on this team, not just one. Bobby can't do this by himself. Now get out there and make something happen. All right, sacrifice your bodies. Go, yeah! Go, go. Thank you. Bobby, you're gonna have to do this by yourself because there is nobody on this team that's any good. Now look, I can't stand losing anymore. We've gotta win one game. Can you go out there and make something happen? Visualize an attack.
Yes.
Visualize an attack.
Yes, yes, yes.
Please, please.
Farmer Fran pets the mascot's arm.
Central Kentucky's now down to their third string quarterback. Good news, folks. First string quarterback Tommy Gardner does not have a broken neck.
Blue 52.
The opposing quarterback morphs into Mama.
I forbid you to talk to that enchantress. She's the devil.
She's not the devil. She's the most beautiful woman in the world.
I never said she was the devil.
She's the most beautiful woman in the world. Oh, please don't hurt me.
Bobby charges forward with fury. The quarterback panics and starts to run backwards. Bobby leaps into the air, waving his arms. Bobby tackles him in the end zone.
It's a safety. They win. They win. They win. With the help of Boucher, the losing streak is over.
I'm so sorry, Mama. Please forgive me. I love you so much, Mama. I love you.
Bobby hugs the tackle quarterback.
I love you too.
We won! We won, baby! It's gonna be a big party tonight, and you going!
Yeah? The party?
Yeah, baby!
Students dance and drink at a raging fraternity party. The cross-eyed player answers the frat house door.
Hey, nice suit.
Thank you, it was my daddy. Mama don't know I'm here, but I took these out of the icebox. Louisiana frog cake.
He presents frog stuffed muffins.
Thanks. Come on in.
Hey, Bobby Boucher.
Look who's here, Sergeant Stutter.
You want a beer?
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
You just make a joke, Bobby.
Yes, I did.
Good one.
Klein sits with some players.
Now that you finally won a game, right? You feel looser, the pressure is off, and that will lead to a lot more victories.
Yeah, that and a water boy getting 20 sacks a game.
That too?
Nearby, Bobby sees the white-haired professor.
Professor.
The professor looks at him in terror.
We still having that test on amphibians and reptiles next Friday?
Both his eyes are black.
Yes, sir. That is it. It's all right with you.
Yeah, of course it is.
My best regards to your dear mama.
The professor runs back up the staircase.
Let's talk to the water boy.
You played amazing at the game today, Bobby.
And you are so cute.
Is there a girl you're seeing?
Seeing?
He looks around the room.
I see a lot of girls. I see a lot of guys, too.
The shorter girl looks away.
I think that's sexy. You ever been with a guy and a girl at the same time?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. The other night, I was with my mama and Coach Klein at the same time.
The shorter girl leaves.
You are a bad boy. I wish you were my boyfriend.
Oh, thank you.
But you see, there's this girl, Vicky Valancourt. She may be the devil, Mama said that. Consequently, I'm prohibited from contact with her. But I hope to get past that one day, because she's nice to talk to.
She nods unsurely. Farmer Fran comes up eating a frog cake. Farmer Coach leads Bobby to the dance floor, leaving the girl staring at a frog cake in her hand. Bobby and Farmer Fran dance. A newspaper headline reads, Mud Dogs clip Clemson 6-3. At a game, Bobby makes a flying tackle. In Mama's shack, Bobby, a fresh gash on his forehead, demonstrates for Mama how he was attacked by a gorilla. Mama tacks a reward sign to a telephone post, and is a drawing of a gorilla. The hillbilly fans cheer amid a crowd. A newspaper reads, SCLSU upsets Louisville 5-0. Bobby tackles a player in a game. In a classroom, Bobby stands at the chalkboard and explains a model of a complicated molecule. The screen splits to show Mama on her porch playing with a ball and paddle. Bobby makes a tackle. Later, a group of kids sits beneath a sign that reads, LT's Louisiana Lightning Football Camp.
Gentlemen, we have a very special guest here today. Let's have a warm LT welcome. Bobby Boucher. Come on, Bobby.
Thank you, Mr. Lawrence.
Tell me, what is your secret? How do you find yourself in the right position all the time?
That's a good question. What happens is the center has the ball first, and quarterback will say hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. So what I'll do is I'll start tackling the quarterback, unless he gives the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that person.
The kids stare at Bobby blankly.
Gentlemen, which brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
The kids nod in unison. Outside the camp, Bobby walks past a red convertible, then spots Vicky sitting on a picnic table.
Vicky Valancourt.
Vicky looks up as Bobby approaches.
What you doing here?
I'm nothing. I was just thinking about stealing LT's Porsche over there.
Bobby looks at the convertible, then nods.
But I suppose I ought to be moving on before I get you in trouble with your mama.
But Mr. Coach Klein said that what Mama don't know won't hurt her. So maybe we could ride home together.
Vicky looks up coyly.
Really?
If you'd like to.
Okay.
She gets up and walks toward the car. The convertible's vanity plate reads LT56. Bobby drives his lawnmower next to the convertible as he and Vicky slowly cruise down an empty road. A low sun casts golden light through a line of trees separating the road from a lake. In Mama's bedroom, Mama lies in a canopy bed. She wears a satin eye mask. Outside the bedroom, Bobby and Vicky try to sneak through the hall quietly. They creep toward some folding doors. In the bathroom, Steve lifts his head from the toilet. They step into Bobby's bedroom.
You can sit down if you'd like.
Vicky sits on Bobby's bed.
Hey, Valancourt, I figured because you're interested in astrology and mystical stuff like that, you might appreciate this.
Bobby hands her a small pouch.
That's water from a glacier in Alaska. It was blessed by an Eskimo medicine man.
It's cold.
Yes, it's always cold. That's why it's so special.
Vicky looks at the blue vial, then stands. She walks over to Bobby, puts her hands around his neck, and kisses him. Bobby stiffly returns the kiss before stumbling back with his eyes closed. He sits down.
That happened to be my first time with the lips and the tongue. That was your tongue. I believe it was the... I never did that before.
Well, that was your first kiss. Then I bet it's the first time you've seen a pair of these.
Vicky unzips her top. Bobby's eyes go wide.
Yes, yes. That is another first for me, and I appreciate what you're showing me right now.
Vicky saunters towards him.
Vicky Valancourt, I think Mama's up.
Mama stirs slightly in her sleep.
Devil.
You better get going.
Vicky recoils.
My God, Bobby. I mean, sometimes I just don't know why I bother with you. You ain't even a man.
She rolls her eyes and leaves. Mud Dogs fans cheer at a game.
It looks like the Cinderella SCLSU Mud Dogs, led by linebacker Bobby Boucher, are going to fall one victory short of that Bourbon Bowl bid. Iowa could win the game by nailing this 20-yard field goal.
Yeah, but the Mud Dogs have played a sensational football game. Let's take a look at the way Boucher ended the Hawkeyes' last drive. Here we see Boucher instantly penetrating the pocket.
A slow-motion replay shows Bobby charging.
There's a lot of pain and shame in those eyes.
Friends, it's all over.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Difficult to watch, Chris.
My dog! Gonna kick some names and take some ass!
Fans wear beer helmets with water bottles.
Bobby?
Bobby stops on his way to the field.
Water sucks. Gatorade is better.
What?
Use it on the field.
Bobby takes the sin, then nods. He runs out to behind the defensive line. He watches the Iowa quarterback morph into Coach Klein.
Gatorade not only quenches your thirst better, it tastes better too, idiot.
You're drinking the wrong water.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks.
No, stop.
It really, really sucks.
You
don't
mean
it.
You're bad people.
Bobby charges through the line, stepping on a player's stomach, and jumps just as Iowa kicks the ball. Bobby intercepts the field goal kick. He runs down the field as Iowa chases him. Mud Dogs block potential tacklers. He dives and rolls as he enters the end zone. In the roaring crowd, the Hillbilly fans hug each other.
And my friend Chris, the Mud Dogs are going to the Bourbon Bowl.
A TV shows sports news.
With yesterday's come-from-behind victory, the SCLSU Mud Dogs earned a New Year's Day date with Red Bellew and the Louisiana Cougars in the first annual Bourbon Bowl. But not only has the Waterboy changed SCLSU's fortunes, he's got other teams looking around the sidelines for talent. In fact, yesterday, Michigan, devastated by injury, experimented with their Towel Boy at wide receiver. But the Towel Boy ran into a laundry list of problems.
On the shore of the swamp, a huge college rally is gathered around a bonfire. The team runs out from beneath a large Mud Dogs banner. In the middle of the pack, Bobby grins with joy as he passes the live jazz band. The girls from the frat party, the Hillbilly fans, and many others cheer as the team mounts a stage.
You know, when I see so many of you here tonight, it reminds me just about how special this season really was. Not just for the team, not just for the students, but for each and every one of you. In our small corner of Louisiana!
A man in a Panama hat lifts his hand.
You can do it!
Oh, yes, we can. And yes, we will. Because we've got a young man who has been so vital to our success. A wonderful student athlete. And a wonderful friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Boucher!
The team claps and fans hold up signs and cheer as Bobby walks to the microphone.
Waterboy number one!
You can do it!
Bobby stands awkwardly as the fans cheer. He leans nervously towards the mic.
Thank you so much for being my friends. You can do it!
I also like to take this opportunity to tell you that my mama don't know I play football, so if you could not tell my mama I play football, that would be for the best.
Coach Klein gives Bobby a warm hug. Suddenly, everyone turns as a bus drives into the rally. UL players get off the bus.
We must be a little lost. We're trying to get to the Bourbon Bowl. It looks like we ended up in Retardville, USA.
They push their way toward the stage.
Hey, Waterboy, you fixing to tackle all of us?
Bobby looks away nervously.
Kick his water-loving ass, Greg.
I asked you a question, dumbass.
Vicky puts a knife to Greg's throat.
You even exhaled, and I will saw your head off.
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
The townie looks around for support.
Oh, hold it, just a minute.
Now, what is the problem here, honey?
I mean, whatever it is, we don't want this to get physical.
Klein stares at Red.
Right, Klein?
Yeah, well, your team acting like a bunch of shitheads.
Gray, this is not how ambassadors for the University of Louisiana are supposed to act. So now you just get back on the bus.
Coach Klein puts on his hat and sneaks away through the crowd.
However, assault with a deadly weapon. Very, very serious offense. Officer?
A policeman approaches Vicky.
Get her little country ass out of here.
The hillbilly fans look at each other in shock.
Thank you, Vicky.
Let's go.
Vicky smiles at Bobby as the police take her away.
Ah! It's the water boy.
An assistant coach hands Red an envelope.
I got something for you. This is his transcript from South Lafayette High School in Cherokee Plains, Louisiana. Now, the problem with that is there ain't no South Lafayette High School in Cherokee Plains, Louisiana. So obviously, this is a fake. However, this is not a fake. This is from the NCAA. They don't think you ought to play football no more. So allow me to say this to you one more time.
Red points at Bobby.
You're fired.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Ever see a championship ring?
Red holds up a hand with two large rings.
Well, we messing with the champ. Come on, Lester.
You didn't go to high school, Bobby?
I was homeschooled. I didn't know I needed...
Four's a fake transcript.
No, I did it.
The water boy's a cheater! Cut his head off!
Yeah.
Listen, everybody. This don't change nothing. We played as a team, we won as a team. And just because the water boy's a cheater, don't change the fact that the real Mud Dogs are gonna kick some cougar ass. Mud Dogs! 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 Mud Dogs!
The team and the cheerleaders run off the stage as the crowd cheers. Bobby and Derek stay behind. Derek shrugs.
Sorry, Bobby.
Derek follows the other players. Bobby stands alone as the whole rally marches onto a large boat strung with lights. Later, Bobby sits in Klein's office as Klein talks on the phone.
Believe me, I understand. Yeah, and you're deeply appreciated, Mr. Dodd. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Good news, Bobby. The NCAA is going to allow you to play in the Bourbon Bowl.
Yes.
You just have to pass the high school equivalency test.
It's not the test, Coach. Everybody hates me.
Coach Klein stands up straighter.
That's not true.
One man said he wanted to decapitate me, and nobody else thought that to be too bad of an idea.
Klein twiddles his thumbs as Bobby walks to the door.
Somebody made me look like a cheater.
I did it.
I did it. I did it. I did it. I did it. It's me.
Bobby angrily juts his chin.
Why?
Coach Klein lifts his head off the table and looks sadly at Bobby.
Because I wanted you to play. Because you were my way out, Bobby. Because it was the only way to get you in. I am so sorry.
He drops his head back on the table.
Why didn't you stick up for me down by the river?
Coach Klein stands.
The truth is, I fled. I came into my office, I went under my desk, I cried like a 10-year-old girl!
Coach Klein hurls a paperweight through a window. It hits the white-haired professor in the head and knocks him out. Klein sits on the edge of his desk.
You know, Red and I have a history. 20 years ago, we were assistants to Coach Cavanaugh at the University of Louisiana. Red ran the practices and I used to come up with the plays. Oh. Boy, was I good.
Younger Klein draws plays.
I would write these foolproof plays in my little green notebook that I had. The opposition didn't even know what hit them. And when Coach Cavanaugh was going to retire, me and Red, we just knew that one of us was going to be a successor.
Klein walks through his 1970s home and opens his door. He sees Red.
Hey, Red.
How you doing?
Red comes in. They both have afros.
Come by to wish me luck?
Well, not exactly. No. Actually, I come by to get you to do old Red a little favor.
Sure, what's up?
Well, you know that green notebook you used to write all them football plays in? Well, I need to show Cavanaugh that I come up with some good play ideas.
But you didn't come up with them.
Klein grabs his notebook.
They're my plays. I need them.
Klein, I'm gonna have this book one way or another, so you might as well let the damn thing go, because if you don't, it's gonna get awfully, awfully physical around here, and I don't think you want that, do you?
Huh? Red slides the green notebook out of Klein's hand.
Of course, Red got the job. Next day, fired me. Once he had my notebook, he didn't need me anymore. I didn't take it very well.
No, Grandma, I didn't get it. I can't believe it myself. I know. I'm so numb.
The phone cord is severed.
I just hate him, I hate him, I hate him.
Klein's feet are in high heels.
That is a terrible story, Coach, but why don't you just come up with some new plays?
I try. I can't.
Yes?
I guess I have a mental block, you know, ever since Red took my playbook and my manhood.
I knew what he was going to do.
And I just didn't fight back.
Bobby rocks in his chair.
Well, you're going to show him that you're a man on Saturday. And I'm going to show everybody that I'm not a dummy. I'm going to go study.
Later, Bobby reads a textbook at home as Mama brushes his hair.
Mama, maybe you could stop brushing my hair so I can read.
Read? Never get to read.
Mama sits down and looks at Bobby with concern.
What you reading for?
Because I enjoys it, Mama.
Don't look like to me you enjoys it. Sitting there all grouchy.
Mama, I gotta read this book and six other books tonight, or else I can't play foot.
Mama's eyes flash. Bobby grows silent and slowly looks at her.
Ball.
Foosball? You playing the foosball behind my back?
The only reason I'm doing this so I can go to school.
School? You going to school? Ow!
I'm sorry, Mama. I wanted to tell you.
You off gallivant with your fancy foosball friends at school while I'm sitting here all day with nobody to keep me company except Steve?
Steve drinks from the toilet.
The chickens are coming home to roost, Bobby Boucher. You reap the fruit of your selfish ways. You gonna lose all your fancy foosball games, and you're gonna fail your big exam because school is...
The devil? Everything is the devil to you, Mama! Well, I like school, and I like football, and I'm gonna keep doing them both because they make me feel good.
Bobby rushes away.
And by the way, Mama, alligators are ornery because they're medulla oblongata.
Mama sits in shock.
And I like Vicky, and she likes me back. And she showed me her boobies, and I like them too.
Mama watches the door close, then sits in silence. Bobby sits in a tiny school desk in the middle of a school gymnasium. Three officials sit at a table in front of him. The man in the middle walks over and drops a packet on Bobby's desk.
The Louisiana High School Equivalency Examination consists of 300 multiple choice questions. You have 3 hours. Good luck to you, sir.
Bobby takes his pencil and opens the packet. He begins to work. He looks up to see Vicky smiling and waving through a window. She holds up a handwritten sign. Want me to kill them? Bobby signs, no. She mouths, okay, and gives a thumbs up. Bobby nods and nervously returns the thumbs up. He resumes working. A question reads, Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity. In what year did this happen? Bobby looks off in thought. A flashback shows young Bobby at home.
Mama, when did Ben Franklin invent electricity?
That's nonsense. I invented electricity. Ben Franklin is the devil!
Flames engulf the image. Back in the gymnasium, Bobby shakes his head and fills in an answer. He nods as he studies the rest of the page. Later, he walks outside with Vicky.
I can't believe you got a 97.
I can't believe I told Mama that I got feelings for you.
Well, welcome to your manhood, Bobby Boucher. When we get a little more time, I'll welcome you properly.
Yes, once again, I'm not quite sure what that means, but you know, we should get going. I told the coach that I'd drive to the game with him.
Vicky looks with fear at the approaching squad car.
I was with you from 2 to 4 last night. You tell
me. The officer gets out.
Bobby, your mama got sick this morning. She's in the hospital.
Mama smiles peacefully as she sleeps in a hospital.
Mama, what have I done?
I'm so sorry, Mama.
Bobby stands as Vicky and Coach Klein enter.
Doctors say they can't figure out what's wrong with her. But I know what's wrong. She got a broken heart because of me.
Mommy, that's ridiculous.
Everybody else in this town turned on me at the drop of a hat. Mama is the only one who really cares if I live or die. She's my whole world.
Mama opens one eye.
Please just leave us alone.
Mama fakes being asleep.
She'll be fine, Bobby. We better get going. God knows what the team is doing with just Farmer Fran watching them.
A cheerleader rides Farmer Fran like a horse in the middle of a dorm party. Back in Mama's hospital room, Coach Klein exits into the hall. Mama looks at Vicky, then feigns sleeping. Vicky looks at Mama, then leaves. Bobby kneels next to Mama's bed. At night, Bobby walks through the hospital hallway carrying the lamp from Mama's porch. Bobby steps into the hospital room, which is filled with stuff from Mama's shack, including Steve the mule. Bobby plugs in the porch light.
How's that, Steve?
Bobby looks around the room, then walks over to Mama's bed. He pulls the covers up a little higher around her torso. He steps back and sits in the chair next to the bed. He reclines and picks up the television remote. The TV shows Dick Clark covering an outdoor party.
Look who's on the television, Mama. The devil.
Vicky knocks on the door to a suburban house. The white-haired professor answers. Vicky shows him a packet. At night, Vicky knocks on the outside of the tent. One of the hillbilly fans answers.
Who there? Who there?
Later, she knocks on the door to a shed. She opens the door and sees the You Can Do It townie wearing a birthday hat and eating the guts out of a dead rabbit. She knocks on another door and two officers answer without shirts. Later, Bobby rocks in his recliner next to Mama in her hospital room.
Happy New Year, Mama.
Bobby holds a blue phone in his lap.
My resolution is to never hurt you again.
Bobby gets up and goes to check the window. He sees a huge crowd outside holding candlesticks stuck through water cups. Vicky stands in front next to the professor. Bobby looks down in amazement. He faintly smiles. The crowd is full of townspeople, including the You Can Do It townie. Vicky smiles up at Bobby. Bobby blinks as he looks at the sea of lights.
Bobby Boucher, all these folks are here tonight to tell you that they're sorry. That they're sorry for not supporting you when it meant the most. But you do have friends. And one of them wants to say something. Come on.
The hillbilly fan from the tent steps forward and takes off his hat.
I am not what you would call a handsome man. The good Lord chose not to bless me with charm, athletic ability, or a fully functional brain. You see, you're an inspiration to all of us who weren't born handsome and charming and cool.
Bobby, if your mama could only hear us right now, we would tell her...
The fan tries to grab Vicky's boob.
What a fine boy she raised. And how much your playing football means to this town.
But she can't hear you, because she's unconscious.
Mama watches Bobby sadly.
I'm sorry to disappoint you all, but please keep your voices down so Mama can get her rest.
Bobby closes the curtains.
Well, wake her ass up! We're gonna win tomorrow!
The crowd shuffles away. Vicky stays and looks up at the window, a look of defeat on her face. She turns and follows the others. The sun rises over the swamp. Inside Mama's hospital room, Bobby wakes up in the recliner. He turns to see Mama sitting up in bed with an old book in her lap.
Mama, thank God you're okay. I'm so sorry. I was so bad, Mama. You were right about everything. I've been a real knucklehead.
Oh, hush, baby. You should have seen this a long time ago.
She opens up the book. It's a photo album.
Oh, my word. Is that my daddy?
No, no. This guy I dated before I met your father. Oh, you could iron a shirt on his stomach. Well, that was lust, not love. Turn the page.
Bobby flips from the hunk to a man with a contorted face.
That's your daddy. So handsome. Read on.
Bobby flips to a letter.
Dear Helen. Who's Helen?
Mama looks at Bobby in shock.
That's my first name, Bobby.
I have arrived here in New Orleans. It is even more beautiful than in the picture book. I'm sure I have no problem finding work, so you can expect my next letter to contain lots of money. Your loving husband, Robert. That's nice, Mama. Dear Helen, that's you. I found a job as a lemonade vendor, but sorry, no money yet. New Orleans is an expensive city. Expensive, but fun. Hope all is well. Robert.
He flips to a third letter.
To whom it may concern, this will be my last letter. We have grown apart over these last 6 weeks. I now have two loves in my life. Big city living and a voodoo woman named Phyllis. Ciao, Roberto.
He changed his name to Roberto. I guess he thought it was more exotic.
But Mama says that... I mean, you say that my daddy...
Bobby, your daddy didn't go into no Peace Corps. He deserted us, baby.
Bobby shakes his head.
No, no, Mama. You shouldn't be dredging up these painful memories in your condition.
Oh, hush. Your Mama's as healthy as an ox, and as dumb as one to boot. I was so scared you'd abandon me, too, that I made you abandon all those people who depend on you. I hid you away from the world, Bobby Boucher, but I can't hold you to myself no more, because everyone's seen how wonderful you are.
Oh, Mama.
Bobby hugs Mama.
Now, you go play foosball with your friends.
Welcome to ABC's coverage of the Bourbon Bowl. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Brad Musburger, along with my colleague Dan Fouts. And the big story here, Dan, is a game that's lost some of its luster without its star player, the water boy, Bobby Boucher.
Two pro coaches watch.
You know, Red's got a couple of solid early rounders out there.
I know, but I really wanted to scout that water boy. It reminds me of Greg Lloyd.
Nah, Zach Thomas.
Whatever.
At Mama Shack.
Is she ready?
Oh, yeah. She's more than ready.
Come on, Bobby!
Vicky turns on the motor to a fan boat. Bobby runs out of the house wearing a life jacket and joins Vicky and Mama on the boat.
Let's go, ladies.
They take off over the swamp. Meanwhile, the Mud Dogs make a kickoff.
We are underway. The opening kickoff is a beauty.
A cougar catches it near the end zone and starts to run.
But Holdsworth is going to bring it out from 9 yards deep.
Come on.
The Cougars plow through the Red Dog.
Damn, they're showing no respect for this team without Boucher. Good reason, Brent. 109 yards untouched. Touchdown, Cougars. They strike first.
Klein looks dejected as Red cheers with his players. Bobby's fanboat races through the swamp. The Mud Dogs break.
Time running down in the first quarter. Cougars lead is 17-0.
Gee prepares for a snap.
Set! 333!
The offensive line crumbles.
Oh, Dan, that quarterback can't even get the ball off before he's hit.
Brent, it's as if they're in the offensive huddle with him.
Red and his assistant read through the coach and college football guy Klein uses and laugh.
Are you going to finish that hot dog, Jimmy?
No, I'm not.
Mama, you think we'll make it on time?
Hang on! I'll show you what AD points!
They accelerate out of the water and onto the land. Back at the stadium, Mud Dogs fans look deflated.
That's the end of the half. The Cougars are dominating. Let's hope the Mud Dogs can make some adjustments.
The announcers remove their headsets.
Well, they better because they suck.
In the Mud Dogs locker room, the players sit with their heads down. Klein leans forward out of the locker.
Anybody got an idea?
The room sits in sullen silence.
Hey. Remember the time Bobby tackled the referee by mistake?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. How about the time he tackled the guy from Louisville and threw him into the stands?
Y'all remember when he intercepted the ball and his pants fell off and then he ran for the touchdown bare-ass?
Remember the time Bobby Boucher on the field, quite a wrong way, you reflect myself on Bobby Boucher dying?
Everyone looks puzzled.
Remember when Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime and the Mud Dogs won the Bourbon Bowl, do you?
Players swarm around Bobby as he enters the locker room. They high-five and slap backs.
Hey, sorry about giving you so much shit this year. You're the heart and soul of this team, Bobby.
And the only one of us is going to pass that test.
Thank you all so much for being my friends.
Well, let's wait till later to hold hands and kiss. We got a bowl game to win, right?
They raise hands in a huddle.
One, two, three, four.
In a dramatic turn of events, Bobby Boucher just arrived at halftime.
And on a fanboat, Brent, his mother drove him right into the stadium.
Mama bundles a rope into the boat on the sidelines. The Mud Dogs run out and take the field. Bobby stops and smiles at the cheering crowd. Mama looks around the bustling stands and grins. Fans hold up letters that read, "Go Waterboy."
Foosball's not for the devil. It's for my Bobby.
Time to open up some whoop ass.
Coach Red looks around nervously as the Mud Dogs fans explode with energy.
Shit, he showed up. All right, look, look. Just relax, relax. Go in there and do exactly like we planned. Go, go, go.
This
go,
could
go,
be the start of some high drama, folks. Or are the Mud Dogs too far behind? Bobby Boucher is on defense. The Cougars are coming out from their own 20-yard line. The pitch, it's a reverse. Boucher's not for it. Lovadue's got it. Touchdown.
Bobby's tackle creates a fumble they use to score.
Boy, Boucher knocked the poop out of him.
Who?
Mama serves the drunken cheerleaders coffee.
Drink up now. I want you girls to sob up. Have faith in my Bobby.
The Mud Dogs are faced with yet another third and long. Grinlaw back to pass. Oh, he's going to be stuffed again. And the Mud Dogs offense is still unable to move that ball. But the way their defense is fired up, they still have a shot at winning this game.
Wait, come here, look. What if we got?
Coach Red whispers something in the player's ear. The player looks at him incredulously.
Trust me. Go.
The Cougars lead 27-7 in the middle of the third quarter. And he takes a knee?
Klein and Gee share a look. Red chuckles.
How y'all like my new offense?
The Cougars break.
All right, it's second and 12 as the Cougars line up on the ball.
The Cougars snap, then take a knee.
What is Red Bowie doing? Refusing to play offense? Yeah, this is bizarre. No, it's not, Brent. It's brilliant because Red is taking the water boy out of the game. By kneeling down three times and punting, he's going to make the Mud Dog offense try to beat him. And the way they're playing today, that's impossible.
Well, the Mud Dog's most valuable player, the linebacker they call the water boy, is now powerless. That means Coach Klein will have to find another way to outfox Red.
Klein slips away from his players.
Mud Dogs call a timeout.
Klein starts walking away from the team.
Mr. Coach Klein, where are you going? I was just going to get a hot pretzel. Mr. Coach Klein, are you afraid of Red Bowie? Yeah!
Klein looks at Red across the field.
I am petrified of him. Well, why don't you pretend that Red Bowie is somebody that you're not afraid of? Pretend? Yes. Visualize somebody you're not afraid of, and then attack, like you told me. I'll try. But he's right over there.
Klein turns from Bobby and looks at Red. He focuses his attention. Red's head morphs into that of a giant baby.
Little baby.
Yeah.
No, little baby.
Okay.
Klein pulls out his notebook.
Now, this is what we're gonna do. He's gonna come here.
The Mud Dogs line up on offense. They crouch and prepare for the snap.
Come and get this one, Cougars.
Red 22!
Snap to Grimlock. A reverse.
No, it's a double reverse. Oh, what a block. And Bougay springs free. Trouble. Lateral. Got him. What a play. Grimlock to the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Mud Dogs.
Well, I guess Coach Klein does have a few tricks up his sleeve after all.
What the hell is here? Huh? We go from a championship football team to a bunch of dogs.
Right now, we're going to go down to the sidelines and our man, Lynn Swan. Swanee, what do you have for us?
I'm with Vicki Valancourt, who's taking over Bobby Boucher's water duties for this important game.
Well, I'm not taking over. I'm just trying not to screw up too bad.
Well, let me ask you this. What's your prediction for the rest of this ballgame?
My dogs are going to win 30-27.
That's very interesting. How'd you come up with that guess?
Guess? That ain't no guess. That's what it's going to be.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, be careful down there, Swan.
Mama dances behind Vicki and Swan. Red scratches his head.
All right. Meanie, where's Meanie?
Meanie!
Meanie!
Yeah, Coach.
All right, Vicki, get in there and let's see if that water boy can stop you.
Go, yes, sir. Go.
Red is sending his best defender in as a running back. What do you make of this, Dan?
Well, Brett, he's got to find some way to neutralize the water boy. He probably thinks that Meanie will just pound it in there like the fridge used to do for the Bears.
Hey, water boy! Is your girlfriend going to save you again?
No, sir. I'm going to take matters into my own hands. You'll see.
Bring it to the hole! Your ass is mine!
Woo! Woo! Woo!
He sounds like a big choo-choo train.
Bobby flips Greg, then holds him up by the waist and drops him on his back. The Mud Dogs cheer. Greg looks up, dazed.
Powerbomb. Compliment of Captain Insano.
The fans do a wave. The cheerleaders cheer with enthusiasm.
All right, field goal. Field goal, go. Derek! Yeah. Visualize an attack. Go kick the ball. Kick it.
Derek visualizes the ball turning into a Ku Klux Klan head.
How you doing, boy? No.
Derek hits the ball for a field goal. Farmer Fran, now shirtless under his overall, spins his shirt above his head in celebration. The scoreboard shows 17-27. Klein looks at Red and sees his head morph into that of a puppy. Klein smiles at the adorable pooch. Klein starts writing in his notebook. Before the snap, the Mud Dogs shift their line left. The Mud Dogs sack the quarterback. Red, frustrated, opens his green notebook and shows it to his assistant coach. The hillbilly fans spill beer.
Down by 10 late in the fourth quarter, Coach Klein opts for the field goal. Well, then they have to hope for the onside kick and a touchdown to tie the game.
Dan, look what we have here. Boucher's in the game as a blocker.
Last game of the year, Brett. Can't hold anything back now.
Coach Klein nervously chews his hat.
Set!
Gee gives Bobby a hand signal.
The snap. It's a fake!
Derek runs with the ball as Bobby blocks for him.
Boucher's out in front. A great block. And a second one. Touchdown, Mud Dogs. Boucher led him all the way.
Red throws his hat on the ground.
Red Boyu is steaming, Dan.
Brad, he sees his perfect season slipping away. The Cougars' lead is down to 3.
The scoreboard shows 24-27. Swan looks at Vicki. She nods.
The Mud Dogs need the ball back if they're going to have a shot at overtime.
And Bobby Boucher is now on the kickoff team.
Last game of the year, Brent. Can't hold anything back now.
I know.
Derek looks at the opposing line.
Who's it going to be?
He spots one player trembling with nervousness.
Oh, yeah, it is my bitch.
Remember, the ball must travel 10 yards.
Bobby hits the receiving Cooper and forces a fumble.
It's loose. Mud Dogs football! Mud Dogs football!
Mama, I got the football! I got it!
Oh, what a vicious hit! That was a cheap shot.
Cooper's pile on top of Bobby.
And what a dumb penalty. That puts the Mud Dogs in field goal range for the tie.
Dan, I'm not sure the Boucher is able to get back up.
Oh, my baby!
Vicky rifles through her bag and finds Bobby's vial of Arctic water.
Still cold.
She runs up to Bobby.
Excuse me.
She pushes past the players and crouches by Bobby.
Dan, you hate to see this happen.
All the fans and players watch nervously as Vicky fits the vial beneath Bobby's face mask and pours the water into his mouth. He leaps to his feet.
That's high quality H2O.
You go on now. Make it happen, Bobby.
The water boy just needed some water.
Wow, Dan. You think that up all by yourself?
Shut up, Brent.
The scoreboard shows 24-27 with 7 seconds remaining.
You okay? They tried to open up a can of whoop-ass on me. I wouldn't let him.
Okay, now listen. I have an idea for the last play. You haven't done this before. All right? The offense is going to line up like this.
Yes.
You're going to be right here.
There'll be no tie here today. Coach Klein is sending his offense back onto the field. He's going for the win right now.
Yeah, this is a real gutsy call, Brent. You'll either be a hero or a goat because of this.
And Dan, Bobby Boucher is back on the field. He is now playing offense. We know, we know.
Manny, they give that water boy the football. I don't care if you have to stab him. Do not let him get away. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Get in there.
Red glares at the field. The Mud Dogs get into position with Gee snapping to Bobby as quarterback. Bobby nods at Gee.
I'm ready, friend.
Let's do it, Bobby. Dad, 43!
In slow motion, Gee snaps the ball to Bobby, who catches it while running forward. Coach Klein holds hands with players as they watch Bobby run the ball down the field. Red watches with open-mouthed horror. Bobby stops and looks back. Red shouts and gestures. Bobby's face softens and he smiles at Vicky on the sidelines. Vicky sees him and smiles back. Bobby nods and turns his head. He sees Gee running down the field. He starts the throw just as Greg bears down on him. Klein covers his eyes in fear. Bobby gets the throw off just as Greg tackles him and the clock turns to zero. The football soars through the air as Gee runs toward the end zone to catch it. Red holds up his hands and screams no. Klein peeks through his fingers, covering his eyes. Gee looks up at the ball as he runs into the end zone. On the sidelines, Farmer Fran, now shirtless, rubs his pierced nipples. Gee catches the football in the end zone.
Touchdown! Touchdown at the Mud Dogs win it! Bobby Boucher's the hero! He's gone from water boy Dan to savior!
And it's because he didn't hold anything back!
Well, Swanee's down on the field with our hero, so let's go to Lynn now!
The crowd lifts Bobby onto their shoulders.
We did it! I can't believe it! I can't believe it! Yeah, I love you!
Oh, I love you too, baby!
We're the champion! Mr. Coach Klein, you got your manhood! You got your manhood!
Bobby, congratulations! You're the MVP of the Bourbon Bowl! How do you feel?
I love Mama!
Mama beams. The scoreboard flashes, he loves his mama. A sea of fans wave flags and signs. Bobby and Coach Klein sit on top of shoulders on the crowded field. Later, Bobby and Vicky come out of a church. He wears a purple tuxedo and she wears a wedding dress. Friends and family clap.
Good job, Bobby.
Get a man, Bobby!
Bobby, I've been dreading this day for a long time, but you got yourself a fine woman.
Oh, thank you, Mama.
Good luck, son.
Bobby turns to the crowd.
This is the best day of my life!
Yeah! You just wait till tonight.
What's gonna happen tonight?
You'll see.
You can do it! You can do it all night long!
Bobby and Vicky get on his lawnmower, which has been covered in flowers and streamers.
I'm gonna go do it!
They drive off on the lawnmower, a chain of water bottles dragging behind their just married son. A faded convertible blocks them.
Bobby! It's me! Your daddy, Roberto!
Daddy?
You know, I seen you on the ESPN when they was talking about you being drafted by the NFL.
Not going to the NFL. I'm gonna stay in school and graduate.
The hell with school, dopey! Take the money! You and me could be partners, just like that Tiger Woods and his daddy.
Uh-oh. Mama charges Roberto and tackles him. He doesn't move as she gets up.
Nice hit, Mama.
Thanks, baby. And you go on and have some fun becoming a man.
Mama and the others wave to Bobby and Vicky as the two drive past Bobby's unconscious father. Vicky kisses Bobby. The image of them driving off down the road fades as the credits roll.
I didn't notice what time it was.
Unit production managers Mark Indig, Ira Schumann. First Assistant Director, Marty Ellie Schwartz. Second Assistant Director, Adam Drugsman. Production Designer, Harry Andelin Blake. Director of Photography, Stephen Bernstein. Co-Producer, Ira Schumann.
With each day comes a new way of loving you. Every time I kiss your lips, my mind starts to wander. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you.
American Humane Association. The American Humane Association was present on set to monitor the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this film. Copyright 1998 Touchstone Pictures. All rights reserved. This motion picture was created by Waterboy Productions, Inc. for purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Disney. Voice by KG Tang.
Thank the Lord for love like ours that grows ever stronger. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you.
Crosses a black background and condenses into a circle. Touchstone Pictures. A golden light slides along the letters and flashes into a lightning bolt through the circle.